Fire. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Armored vehicles rammed into the doors of Bolivia's government palace on Wednesday as President Luis Arce said the country faced an attempted coup and urged people to mobilize. He called for democracy to be respected in a message on his X account. Hours later, he announced the new heads of Army, Navy, and Air Force amid the roar of supporters. The new Army head ordered soldiers back to their barracks. And soon after, troops and armored vehicles started pulling back from Bolivia's presidential palace. 400 Kenyan security officers arrived in Haiti this week, part of a contingent of international police forces sent to quell gang violence in the Caribbean nation. At the same time, protests over proposed tax increases in Kenya turned deadly. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariam Ajalo reports.
Kenyan police officers arrived in Haiti Tuesday on a mission to help restore order in the troubled Caribbean nation. Meanwhile, protests over proposed tax increases that have rocked Kenya over the last 2 weeks resumed. Several people were shot dead outside Kenya's parliament as police clashed with protesters who stormed the complex after lawmakers passed the highly controversial tax hikes. Kenyan President William Ruto on Wednesday said that after having reflected on the content of the finance bill and listening to the people who are against it, he's decided not to sign it. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Haiti's Prime Minister Gary Conney visited the base of the Kenyan police in Port-au-Prince on Wednesday, where he doubled down on their joint commitment to regain control of the violence-ravaged country as the peacekeeping mission begins. According to Connie, 455 Kenyan troops have arrived. This